This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Gary Hawk. I am Vice President and Deputy to the President at Emory University.
I'm Sally Wolf King. I teach in the English department.
And together we have edited Where Courageous Inquiry Leads, The Emerging Life of Emory University.
The book is a new history of Emory University.
I think we recognize that there are many good storytellers at Emory, and that it was important to have a variety of voices telling the story of Emory's emergence as a major research university.
We asked a number of faculty members to write.
The book comprises 44 chapters produced by 60-some authors or co-authors. We worked with an editorial advisory board, and our decision as editors, confirmed by the advice of the board, was that this really needed to be a truthful history. It needed to be not simply a PR fluff piece, but needed to tell the story as historians or the persons who lived the history felt it had happened. And so, yes, there are parts of this history that in some ways, as we comment in the introduction, tell stories of some of the scoundrels of Emory's history as well as some of the saints of Emory's history. Any institution, like any family crossing many generations, will be populated by both the good and the less good, and all of those stories need to be told in some fashion. In my mind, one of the more interesting stories is that of Professor Andrew Sledd in 1902, who, as a professor of classics at Emory College, was outraged by a lynching that he had witnessed and published an article in the Atlantic Monthly that called attention to the injustice of this practice, particularly in the South, although it was a nationwide phenomenon. And so he stands out as, in some ways, one of the Emory saints. At the same time, the article that he published created a fury in the state of Georgia, and he essentially was hounded out of Emory. Regrettably, the president of the college at the time and the board of trustees essentially insisted on his resigning in order to protect the good name of the college. And so in this one story, we see the kinds of institutional tensions that can arise, but also the way in which good people and people who may be well-intentioned but are misguided can clash in creating a fascinating chapter of Emory's history.
And it really gives a sense of who has been here and what they've contributed to Emory.
In some ways, this is a biography. It's a biography of an unfinished life. And so my sense while working on this was that this is in some ways prelude to the next history that will come 10 years down the road or whenever that happens to be.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.